You should have fallen in love with old Cape Cod.
Nothing gets you going in the morning like a good cup of joe and a little Howie Carr, right?
Hey, paperboy.
We love Howie Carr, right?
I was referred to today as 1970s Boston.
It comes from the tabloid talk show stuff in Boston, and it was concocted there.
In the dunes of the Cape.
Live from the Mid-Cape Command, it's Howie Carr.
Welcome to the Howie Carr Show, 844-500-4242. Trump mulls expansion of National Guard to more cities. I'm holding out for Boston. It's just to see the press conference with Michelle Wu, with Fast Eddie behind. There would, you know who would, Elizabeth Warren, the fake Indian, should be on the warpath. And Mara Healey would be out there speaking with forked tongue, as always. Oh, man, it would just be great to see it. 844-500-4242. You know, they'd look back and they'd say, we thought we had a problem with the legislative audit that the state auditor, Diana DeSaglio, wants. Now we have Trump, Homan, Kash Patel in the city of Boston. Pete Hegseth, 844-500-4242. Time now for the chump line.
Hey, Howie, is it too early to call Kilmar a Ugandan man?
He got a stay from one of these pablum puking federal judges, but he's going to be gone very soon, very soon.
Hey, Howie, did John Bolton remember to put on the neck brace right before the FBI came into his house?
Did you see Roger Stone tweeted out about it and said, why didn't they hit him at 6 a.m. like they did me? And I thought that was a good point. You know, they came in early, and they didn't have those tinted glass vehicles that they're always complaining about ICE using when they're rounding up illegal alien thugs. They treated him basically with kid gloves compared to how they treat how they've treated Republicans over the last 4 years. Today's Chump Line is brought to you by Eden Rafferty, Attorneys at Law. Whether it's injury law or family law, they can help you. Contact them today at EdenRafferty.com, EdenRafferty.com.
Lovey, did you see how that metrosexual Marxist Mamdani couldn't bench press weights? That's the most pathetic public display of athleticism I've seen since Genghis Carr bounced that first pitch at Haddock Field.
Hadlock Field, by the way. But, you know, that's John Kerry thinks their name is the Boston Red Stockings. And I did not bounce the ball into the dirt. I got it to the catcher. It was fluttering a little bit, but it got there with no detours.
If you're looking to get Gavin Newsom on your podcast, don't get your hopes up. Right now, he's harder to get than a Palisades building permit.
he is so bad. Let's play cut 25 from Gavin Newsom from 2009.
Events at the exact same time. I was at three events at the exact same time.
Really? How did you manage that? Did you have a twin brother? Even one twin brother wouldn't be enough, like Senator Nick Collins of South Boston has that guy Andrew Collins. But he doesn't have, it's not triplets. You need to be triplets to be in three places at once. Identical.
Hey, Howie, looks like Maryland man's racking up those frequent flyer miles.
Yeah, I hope Mam Donnie can give him an introduction to the local American hating mosque in Kampala.
Hey, Howie, what does the Boston fern and the Boston illegal alien have in common? They're both an invasive species.
You know, did you notice they're saying you can't go after people in D.C. because the people, the feds are colonizing Washington D.C. by going in to stop crime, but it's okay for illegal aliens to come in and rape, murder, and rob. They're not colonizing anything. They're just an invasive species.
One sure-fired way to agitate the swamp creatures and turn them into maniacal screechers is say what you do and do what you say, which is one of Trump's most prominent features.
Yeah. I mean, some of the things, and then they get worked up about things like what he says that, maybe Christie should be arrested. You know, sometimes he just says what he'd like to do. He knows he can't arrest Christie. The statute of limitations has expired on Bridgegate. But, it's like I think it was Selena Zito said many years ago now, the Pennsylvania writer. She said that the people who hate Trump take him seriously with whatever he says. They take him literally. And she said Trump supporters take him seriously but not literally. And that's the way it is. They know that sometimes he's just kind of goofing around. He just Christie, I'll bet Christie liked when Trump said he could be arrested, because he knows he can't be arrested, and somehow Christie is still relevant, even if he can't go to the all-you-can-eat buffet for free at the Giants and Jets games in Meadowlands Stadium.
Say, Ed, did you hear about the woke rebranding of Cracker Barrel?
You are correct, sir.
In response to it, Hunter Biden's starting his own chain of stores. It's going to be called Crack Barrel.
Yeah, there have been a lot of jokes on the internet about crack. And they've replaced the guys next in the rocking chair with somebody else who's more likely to be interested in crack rather than cracker.
They didn't find any classified documents at John Bolin's house, but they did find a treasure trove of fake mustaches.
Groucho Marx-type masks that he shares at Halloween with Representative Jamie Raskin.
Maryland man is transitioning to Ugandan man.
Yes, he is transitioning. I wonder how long will it take for him to get back from Uganda to the welfare office in Annapolis or Baltimore, wherever he goes.
That was your last chump line message. Thank you for calling Howie Carr, you chump.
All right, that's it for the Chump Line today. The Chump Line is the recorded voicemail message service of the Howie Carr Show. You can call and leave a message at any time between the hours of 1 and 4 p.m. Eastern Time, weekdays. The Chump Line number, if you wish to leave such a message, 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. Press 2 for the Chump Line. Leave your message. We may or may not play it at this time each weekday. If you didn't hear your message or you'd just like to hear a second brand new Chump Line, we have one of those every evening around 7 o'clock Eastern Time. The second Chump Line of the day is called Chopped Chumps, and it's where we put all the messages we didn't have room or time for just now. And you can get the second Chump Line of the day, Chopped Chumps, wherever you get your Howie Carr Show podcasts. Today's Chump Line is brought to you by Eden Rafferty, attorneys at law. Whether it's injury law or family law, they can help you. Contact them today at EdenRafferty.com, EdenRafferty.com.
Hey, Howie, is it too early to call Kilmer a Ugandan man?
Slightly, but don't, it won't be long. It won't be long before he'll be singing the praises of Idi Amin, the greatest president Uganda ever had. 508 says Trump understands the value of a shtick. Yeah, he does. And it's like a recurring joke on an old style sitcom, you know, or a or like Johnny Carson, you know, you are correct, sir, with Ed McMahon, you know, or Cucamonga, or any of the jokes. He knows them all. He is an expert stand-up comic. If he wasn't a great president, he could be a great stand-up comic. I'm Howie Carr.
Howie Carr will return. Howie Carr is back.
Today's poll question is sponsored by Magnum Moving and Storage, with a dedicated team of professionals, modern trucks, and alarmed and insured storage facilities. Need moving or storage? Go to one of the good guys. MagnumMoving.com, MagnumMoving.com. Jared, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Today's poll question, which you can vote in at HowieCarshow.com, is would you support a federal surge into Boston to round up illegal aliens and other thugs? Yes, no, or undecided?
Yes.
96% of the audience says
steady.
Yes. 3% say no, and 1% still undecided.
All right. 844-500-4242. So it's not only Mayor... Brandon Johnson, with his 6% favorability rating in the city of Chicago, who's been screaming and yelling about the plans to send the surge into Chicago next. He's saying, "Rise up and fight against tyranny." The obese governor, the billionaire, never worked a day in his life, never missed a free buffet. J.B. Pritzker. He decided to make his own little social media video about how wonderfully safe Chicago is. So he decided to take a walk. There's a problem. When you weigh 400 pounds and you take a walk, you know there's a problem. You get winded very quickly. Pretty soon you're panting. Here is Jabba the Hutt. Pritzker, all 350, 400 pounds of him, stumbling down the shoreline on Lake Michigan.
Well, here I am on the path on the lakefront at 6 a.m. on a Monday. And we got a lot of people running, having a great time. It doesn't feel like a hellhole here. In fact, everybody's having a great time and enjoying themselves. So I don't know who in Washington thinks that Chicago is some sort of hellhole, but you may need to look inward.
And that was all because then he keeled over with a massive coronary thrombosis. And they called a backhoe to pick him up and take him to the hospital.
He managed to be Jabba the Hutt and Darth Vader all in one clip.
And of course, what everybody's tweeting back at him. Okay, that's what it's like on the Gold Coast. That's what they call it. The north side at 6 o'clock on a weekday morning. Why don't you go down to the south side on a Saturday night at 9 p.m. or any night for that matter? 844-500-4242-6339. Idi Amin could have probably lived off the Maryland man for a few weeks. Yeah, you know, the Maryland man, you know, he claims he's been the victim of such inhumane treatment in El Salvador and then in the lockup in Tennessee. But he doesn't look like he missed too many meals. I mean, he's not J.B. Pritzker-like or even Jerry Nadler-like, but he's definitely a chunky fellow, a chunky illegal alien. 844-500-4242. Tony, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Tony.
Yeah, Howie, how are you? I just want to quickly speak about the coronavirus that Fauci knew that it was patented in 1965. And then for about a period of time from 1990 to 2018, it was further developed. And then Dr. Bark of, I believe it's North Carolina, Chapel Hill, developed a strain that they could release and it would do no collateral damage. And just when this was released was the year before SARS hit. So Fauci was disingenuous. He knew that this virus was vaccine resistant from the 1960s. And between the time of the research, between 1990 and 2000, they knew it was vaccine resistant, meaning that no matter whatever they sold us on the idea that this vaccine would be able to help us with coronavirus, it did not. It never could. So the issue is that this guy Fauci should be held responsible. I don't know in which way. I don't know. Criminally, he should be held responsible. But he lied to the general public, and he misled millions of people.
Well, I don't think, unfortunately, you know, lying in a TV studio is not a crime. But lying to Congress is a crime because they swear you in. You're under oath. And I think that's where they got the best shot at him. And I think hasn't Senator Rand Paul, sent criminal referrals over to the Justice Department? I don't know if they'll ever be able to bring him down, but he definitely lied. And the other thing is Congress said that they passed legislation, and I think Obama even signed it, saying that you can't use U.S. taxpayer dollars to fund this kind of Jurassic Park research here. And so he went around it by basically using that British guy as a cutout. And so they'd send it to the British guy, and then the British guy would send it to the red Chinese. Just like it was like Hillary Clinton using the law firm as a cutout to launder money from her campaign to give to Fusion GPS, the dirty tricksters, to create the Steele dossier. The Democrats are very good at using cutouts, aren't they? They never really pay a price. You know, Hillary Clinton paid a fine of $110,000 for trying to destroy a presidential campaign and then a presidential administration. And Fauci's become a multimillionaire. It's horrible. Bill, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Bill.
Hey, Howie.
Yes.
Regarding the person that called in earlier, and I know you agreed with him to an extent about burning the flag, the American flag is protected free speech. I'm sorry, but we've had people prosecuted in this country for burning gay pride flags, Black Lives Matter flags.
That's wrong. That's certainly wrong, isn't it?
You can't have it both ways.
Well, I mean, I've never said that someone should be prosecuted for burning a black flag, Black Lives Matter, or a gay pride flag. I mean, I know they're saying that, you know, they're going to try to get them under, various statutes of, inciting a riot burning without a public permit, which is against, you know, you can't burn leaves in your backyard. So. Yeah, unless it's in season. So how can you burn a flag? I understand that. Go after them that way. But I don't know. I think there are other things to worry about. Thanks.
It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. That Pritzker cut is pretty funny. You know, they used to say, you know, the old ad, never let him see you sweat. To which I would add, never let him hear you pant. I mean, if you're escaping a fire, that's one thing. But when you're at, you're just out walking and you can't walk without panting. Yeah. 844. And you know, even if he got the sleeve operation like I got, he'd have to take off a lot more than I had to take off. But it you know, Mike Pompeo did it, and it didn't do him any good. You know, he was just a thin jerk. Say if Pritzker took off 200 pounds, he'd just be a thin jerk. 844-500-4242. Officer Mark says, did the folks from Greenpeace show up and attempt to push Pritzker back into Lake Michigan like he was a freshwater whale? 844-500-4242. 781 says, Enrico Tarrio, the leader of the Proud Boy, was put in jail for burning a Black Lives Matter flag. That's absurd, isn't it? That's what I mean. It's ridiculous. 844-500-4242. You know, I was reading the New York Post yesterday, and they had a story about George Santos. Remember him? He's the Long Island congressman. He was in Congress for basically a cup of coffee until he was indicted for all sorts of campaign violations. He lied about everything. And he would, you know, I would say it was lawfare to go after him, but he was crooked. He deserves to be in prison, and that's where he is now. So he has begun writing a weekly diary for some, I guess, I don't know if it's a newspaper or the South, it's called the South Shore Press. It's on Long Island, the news outlet. I guess it's probably a blog, but he writes a weekly column, My Life Behind Bars. He sulks, says the New York Post, about his new gig in the prison kitchen while unleashing a torrent of complaints about the, quote, erosion of his dignity. Don't do the crime, congressman, if you can't do the time. The former fashion plate is especially indignant about the, quote, fluorescent yellow state-issued polyester jumpsuits he must wear. And he also has a beef with the mold and the broken air conditioning as well. Can I have a violin, please, for this, Jared? I went from standing at the pinnacle of power and prestige, attending galas, navigating multi-million dollar fundraisers in glittering Manhattan apartments and Long Island mansions, to the rock bottom of federal confinement. He is now being held with 46 other jailbirds in the medium security Federal Correctional Institute, Fairton Prison in Fairfield Township, where his fellow prisoners are well aware of who he is.
You fucking slay on that look.
From day one, I've encountered characters who could populate a novel. Within hours of my arrival, a man walked right up to me, no hesitation, and said, "You're the congressman, but you can call me the senator." That was my welcoming committee. But he does have at least one familiar face in the prison. His former campaign fundraiser, Sam Mealy. He was sentenced to a year and a day in jail in March for impersonating a high-ranking congressional aide. You can be arrested for impersonating a congressional aide? Well, that seems like a bit of an overreach right there, doesn't it? So Santos feels bad that he brought this kid down. Sam is a very smart guy who got caught up in the hurricane of my very public unraveling, and seeing him here reminded me just how many lives were altered when my world collapsed. Today, where's my violin? Where's my violin? Today, instead of discussing campaign strategy in penthouses and estate living rooms, we find ourselves reflecting on the past while lying on prison bunks, the disgraced hack wrote in another dispatch. We talk openly about our so-called fall from grace, but we also talk about rebuilding, about the future, about proving that this is not our final chapter.
Oh.
I read that and I remember Dean Tran, who's the state senator, former member of the Kool-Aid cult, and he's from Ho Chi Minh City originally. And he's locked up at Devens in Ayer, Massachusetts. And he writes those same kind of letters occasionally and puts them into his filings. So I checked his docket today. He's coming up. He and his sister are coming up on trial. They keep postponing it, kicking it down the road, just like they do with Monica Cannon Grant, the 400-pound BLM grifter. And so he's now scheduled for January, and he didn't have any tearful missives in the docket. But guess what? He now is a public defender. they always get public defenders. It's like I said with Tompkins, the high sheriff of Suffolk County. He starts out with Marty Weinberg, who's really a good lawyer. He handled Karen Reed's appeal after the first trial when they refused to accept the not guilty verdicts, Judge Canone. And Marty Weinberg was there with him on Friday or Thursday in front of the federal courthouse in the first arraignment. But he'll be gone because Thompson's going to say, I'm going to be convicted anyway, so why am I paying big money for a lawyer? So Tran's come to the same conclusion, not that Tran has big money. 844-500-4242. Kyle, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Kyle.
Hey, Howie. Good to hear you. I was wondering, I haven't seen the clip, but did JB have on a headband and a 5X 1980s jogging suit?
I haven't seen. I just saw the.
Unfortunately,
you don't see much of.
Yeah, he doesn't do any selfies in the clip. It's just the river.
It's just the lake. It's he's
the lake. I'm sorry, God, the river.
He's panting wildly. Man, his family. He's got the billions of dollars from the Hyatt hotel chain. His family's got this giant horse farm down in Wellington. You know what's really a tough assignment? How'd you like to be a horse and have J.B. Pritzker waddle out and try to saddle you up, get on the horse? That'd be the end of old Paint or whatever the horse's name was, that's for sure. Thanks for the call, Kyle. Mike, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Mike.
Hey, Howie, I saw the unedited clip of J.B. Pritzker on Lake Michigan, and what they didn't show, they cut it out, there was a Japanese whaling vessel maneuvering in for a shot.
That's the second whale joke we've gotten in 5 minutes. Thanks for the call, Mike. Johnny, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Johnny.
Hi, Howie. I love those last two calls with the size jokes there. So here's what I think. I didn't get to see the video, right, of Pritzker walking off the lake, but I'm guessing he's on Lakeshore Drive, which is fairly a safe part of the city, more or less.
Right.
Now, I grew up in Chicago. I live in Massachusetts now. I love New England. I love it out here. To my understanding, back in the day living there, if you live on the west side of Chicago, you're familiar with gunshots. You'll hear them. If you live on the south side, you might just in fact get shot at. And if you are downtown, walking up and down LSD, that is, you're talking the beach and you're talking the Golden Mile or whatever, the Gold Coast. Like this
Gold
is all
Coast, yeah.
Here, you know. And to me, it's like. That just really kind of just resonates to me because, you know, this is just going with, okay, you're just completely lying to everybody else that has no idea what Chicago can really be like. Because even if you're on the north side, you know what? You could even be downtown. there's still carjackings constantly out there. It's
well, then you got in the shopping district, you know, State Street, that great street, you know, in the song. I mean, that's there are these mobs of Utes come in there, and they just like flash mobs, and they just you know, they hit places and they steal all the high end stuff or the jewelry or whatever. I mean, it's not safe to even be down in the Loop anymore, is it?
To my knowledge, I mean, I guess not, especially if, you know, if you're going to, you know, what they call you, like, on the street, or, like, when getting your stuff snatched, right, or whatever. But, you know, my best friend, he works security in the Loop, and he has seen just some crazy stuff. And especially with people, like you're saying, is trying to steal. He saw a mother, you know, trying to get, you know, Versace this and Gucci that, but then with this, you know, like a 10-year-old son or whatever, right, trying to get this kid to steal a hoodie, and then puts my friend in the situation where, you know, honestly, do I have to call the police over this? You have $2,000, like, worth of stuff you're going to buy, but you can't buy your son a hoodie? You know, and you know, that's just going with, you know, theft. But as far as
I know. You know, Johnny, the saddest thing for me is there's going to be fewer people coming to the Radio Hall of Fame to see the plaque to Howie Carr, the living legend in Boston radio. I'm in the Radio Hall of Fame, and it's in Chicago. But you know what? I wouldn't go there on a bet nowadays. Thanks for the call, Johnny. You're better off in New England. We got our problems, but not as many as Chicago. Regina, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Regina.
Yeah, hi, Howie. My name is Regina from Brighton, and yep. I sent Mayor Wu an email last week regarding the crime and assaults occurring in the Brighton Oak Square area.
Yeah,
I've not had a response or any notification.
What a shock!
He received it. I know. I sent another one today. In the last 13 days, there have been 10 assaults and robberies in my area. I didn't know what else to do, so I thought I'd give you a call.
Yeah, I mean, you know, if Trump wants to surge Boston, they could start at City Hall with all the crime that's going on with everybody who works for the city, Regina. I mean, look last week you had the Boston firefighter that the Milton police had to come in. They arrested him for meth trafficking, all kinds of unregistered guns or guns that they'd demanded that he turn in after his wife got a restraining order. Then you had the guy on, I think it was on Old Colony, like an aspiring rapper type, and he tried to pull a state cop into his car. Did you see that one, Regina?
I did. I'm telling you, it's a mess. It really and truly
and the kid,
is.
People this think kid,
they can get away with anything, including her.
Yeah. His name was Muhammad. He's one of those Muhammad guys. And when the state trooper, he grabbed the state trooper's taser, and he shot the state trooper with the taser, and the state trooper had no option but to start punching him in the face. And an off-duty Boston police officer came by and joined in, and they finally got him. So they're looking through his car. The aspiring rapper says, I'm on my way to pick up my kid from school. They look on the back seat of his car. He's got this thing wrapped up in a City of Boston sweatshirt. It's got the City of Boston logo on it. They open it up. It's a Glock converted into a machine gun with a Glock switch on it. And this guy's working for the city, Regina. I don't have time left in the show to list all the people that have been arrested that worked at City Hall or at various state jobs in the neighborhoods over the last 3 or 4 months. It's amazing.
It's a qualification you have to have, right?
It almost is. You know, I mean, again, I used to work with – there were a lot of criminals when Kevin White was the mayor and I was in City Hall, but, you know, they – that done their time. They most of them, you know, were on parole. They weren't running around the city with unregistered machine guns, or selling meth out of a mansion on Adams Street in Milton. This is insane what's been going on. 844-500-4242. Thanks for the call, Regina. Good luck getting a response from anybody at City Hall. They're all getting arraigned in the BMC or in Brighton or Southie or somewhere, Roxbury. I'm Howie Carr.
Follow Howie on Instagram.
Yeah, hi, I'm a big influencer.
Howie Carr Radio Network.
Go ahead and check it out. Recipe in bio.
Howie Carr is back.
CBS has about 16,000 employees, and it's being reported today that the new owners, Skydance, it's the Ellisons, Larry Ellison's son, is going to lay off by November 2,000 to 2,500 to 3,000, depending on the report you read, employees. So they're going to take out like 20% of the company. That includes places like WBZ TV. You know, they're going to just, and they said, I heard this last week from somebody, that the theory is they don't want to be like a lot of media companies, like a lot of companies in general, that they just trim all the time. You know, they have a bad quarter and they cut 2%, 3%, 5%. Then they have another bad quarter and they trim another 2, 3, 5%, and they just keep cutting and cutting and cutting. CBS, the new owners say, we're just going to get it all out of the way at once. But, you know, why do I have this feeling that may be their plan? But if you have to cut 20% of your workforce and you have a product as weak as CBS, which basically there is no one watches CBS anymore except for NFL, college basketball tournament, and the Masters. When does anybody ever watch CBS other than those three? And personally, I don't watch the Masters. I don't care about the Masters. So, you know, I think it's a good plan, but you know, it's like what is it Tyson said? Everybody's got a plan till they get punched in the nose. I have a feeling that the fading away of network broadcast TV is going to punch Skydance in the nose, and they're gonna be laying off even more people. 844-500-4242. We don't have time to play Adam Schiff saying that, you know, they're using mortgages. That's the way they're weaponizing the Justice Department. It has nothing to do with him applying for two mortgages under pains and penalties of perjury, claiming that both of them are his, both of these residences, one in California, one in Maryland, is his primary residence, which gives him a lower mortgage rate, a lower insurance rate. Oh, it's being weaponized against him and Lisa Cook from the Federal Reserve and Letitia James. All these Democrats. Why are they going after these Democrats? It's not like they ever did anything to Donald Trump. I'm Howie Carr.